This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
One, two, get down! Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss. I paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me, you know what you see. You see a bad mother. Look at me, you know what you see. You see a bad mother. Paid the cost to be the boss. Paid the cost to be the boss.
Who started in the streets, ready to do anything for a payoff, no matter what it cost. He became an overlord of the underworld with every trick in the book.
You forget, huh? You make fools of your people. You shame them. They kill you.
You do this to me after I gave you your chance.
Who else am I going to do it to, huh?
Fred Williamson, in the private war of an angry man, whose hate was spelled out in the blood of his enemies, his violence in the curses of his women.
Now, take a look at Hobb. You tell me, who's going to control these people? It's a jungle, and it takes a jungle bunny to wreck it.
Black Caesar. Every mob organization in town is out to get him.
Black was not a cool thing to be. It wasn't cool to be black in the 60s. It's cool now to be in, now it's 2015, it's okay to be black because you realize that there's a culture there that is exciting, and musically it's exciting. So it's not the same as it was in the 60s when I was coming in. We needed the heroes. We needed somebody who stood up and so-called fight the man. Mm-hmm. And that's what my movies did.
The Godfather of Harlem is doing it again. In Black Caesar, he ate up the town. Now he's hungry for more. More action, more excitement, more everything.
Oh, say, can you see by the southern light?
Isn't it great to be in America?
Fred Williamson is back, and there's gonna be hell up in Harlem.
You should have stayed retired. Instead, you had to come back into the business and bring your whole family with you.
You seem to think that you can handle everyone and everything by a quick smile, fast remark.
Does it bug you that I can pull it off?
I'm gonna put you out of Harlem, you and your old man.
There's gonna be war like you've never seen before.
I'm a black Clint Eastwood, Charles Bronson with martial arts.
That's enough, Riley.
Now fuck off. He ain't your soul, brother nigger.
Where you going, bourgeois nigga?
Excuse me, my man.
What's the matter? You ain't got no time to talk to a soul brother?
Okay, this is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. And we have the man himself. We have the hammer on the phone. It's Fred Williamson here in Melbourne Town for something called Monster Fest 2015. Welcome to the show there.
Yeah, well, I got to be someplace. Might as well be here.
Wow, it's great to have you here finally in Australia, eh? In Melbourne.
Well, I've been here before. Several years ago, I came here and I judged the Miss World contest.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said too. Wow.
Oh, wow. Some lovely ladies, I'm sure. Yeah look, I'm Sonia and I do a sci-fi and horror cult geek show on Tuesday nights. And
so you're a geek person?
I'm a geek, yeah. Are you a geek, Fred?
Oh, heck no. No, I'm a long way from being a geek.
Okay, cool. Beautiful Melbourne weather as well for you today.
Oh, man, I can't decide to wear a jacket or not to wear a jacket. Yesterday it was warm, today I'm freezing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens. Now, you've also got a pretty amazing film coming up too this Friday. So, looking at your new film that's coming out.
Yeah, they're showing a couple of old films, which are really great. They're showing Black Caesar, which is definitely an icon film. Yeah. And a boxing film that I did called Hammer. And the new film is called Atomic Eden. It's my attempt to help a young director who I think shows promise, who lives in East Germany. And I think East Germany is a unexplored territory, an unexplored market. So I'm trying to help get filmmakers there and also make bigger and better films myself there. But this was an attempt to help a young director and a young young producer get his project off the ground.
Yeah. Well, it's the world premiere too, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, like money. It's about money, you know. If you feel it's going to do well, you show it. If it's not, you move it on someplace else. It's all about business.
Yeah, and it's a business, the show business you've been in for some time.
Like 46 years.
46 years. Still going strong and still with all that martial arts under your belt.
Well, that's because I sell a brand. I sell a brand, and that brand is important. If you believe in it yourself and you don't change it and you don't surprise your fans when they go see you do a certain thing and you don't do it, I mean, there's no singing or dancing in my film. Not that I don't sing or dance, but that's not what I sell. I'm a black Clint Eastwood, Charles Bronson with martial arts.
Yeah, exactly. Now, tell us a little bit about that history there, wonderful history that has been coined as, you know, blaxploitation films. Looking at Black Caesar, The Hammer, of course. You're also in Three the Hard Way, Take a Hard Ride, and so on. What's it like being in, you know,
when I got into the business, I had a plan. You know, my plan was not to do movies and have them called black exploitation, because I never really understood what that terminology meant. If you're going to call my films black exploitation, then you got to call Eastwood and Bronson films and Burt Reynolds action films at that time white exploitation. So I really never knew what the terminology meant, because now the black audiences are being satisfied. They've been happy. They're seeing black stars on the screen be heroes. So, and the black stars are now making more money than they had made before, because now they're starring in films. So I never really quite understood the terminology of black exploitation. But I had a plan. My plan was to deliver something on the screen that I didn't see in my youth, which was a black hero. There none existed. We had Sidney Poitier, which is a great actor by far. A tremendous actor, but he never hit anybody, never slapped anybody. And that, you know, I'm being a physical person. I want to see some physical combat. I want to see some fighting. I want to see some action. And that Sidney didn't do that for me. So after playing professional football for 10 years, I decided if I was going to come into the movie industry, it was going to be on my own term. And my term was to be a physical hero, which we needed at that time.
Yeah.
In the 60s, they were still, black was not a cool thing to be. It wasn't cool to be black in the 60s. It's cool now to be in, now it's 2015, it's okay to be black because they realize that there's a culture there that is exciting, and musically it's exciting. So it's not the same as it was in the 60s when I was coming up. We needed the heroes. We needed somebody who stood up and so-called fight the man. And that's what my movies did.
Yeah, certainly. Being called the Hammer, that gives that impression. And, you know, you've worked with amazing people too, and more recent decades, people like Quentin Tarantino and, of course,
Quentin said, you know, when he was young, he worked in a video store.
Mm.
And he saw all the movies that I made. So he was inspired by these kind of movies who dealt with characters and dealt with people. Not so much like the movies today. The movies today are sold by special effects. You don't really care what kind of clothes the guy is wearing. You don't really care if he smokes a cigar, if he smokes a cigarette. You don't really care the way he walks. He just gets into these exciting positions and predicaments, and these special effects get him out of it. But back in the day, fans, they want to see the personality and the character come through. That's not happening in today's movies.
Yeah, that's true. Although there may be Black Panther appearing in one of the superhero films coming up. Civil Wars, I think it is, for the Marvelverse. That's been a long time coming.
Yeah, well, the more money you got, the more money you waste on a film. If you got no money, then you can't do special effects. You got to deal with the personalities and the character of the people in the film. And that's why some of the independent movies are pretty successful, because they deal with the personalities and the character.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, I mean, you're such a very strong sort of role model for a lot of black men today.
Yeah, that's a pressure point. That's not always a good space to be, but I realized what I stand for, and I realized that they feel what I stand for, and, you know, I have to be on my P's and Q's 99.99% of the time.
Mm. Do you still do a bit of your Kenpo and Taekwondo, and do you still do
when you see me, you won't have to ask that question.
Well, I'd love to have seen you today, but hey, I have to imagine you.
Well, I'm still a physical specimen in shape with nothing hanging on me that should not be hanging.
I believe so, and I've heard and seen some of the photos around town, so it looks like you're having a good time here.
Well, first of all, I'm too egotistical to let my body get out of shape. That's, you know, that's a good motivation. Have a strong ego, and you will do things to control whatever it is that's destroying your body and not do it.
Yeah, good one, yeah. Have you ever thought of going into a line of gyms or something like that, like a franchise?
No, I don't want to do that. I mean, I got enough things on my plate. I mean, I got gazillion things to do that whatever you do and you get into it, you got to put full time into it. It's like being in the acting business. You can't be an actor and have longevity if you don't understand the business. The secret to being a success in any business is understanding the business of the business.
Nice phone tone there. Nice ringtone.
Yes, ringtone on my phone that never stops ringing.
Yeah, so if you had to pick one of your films that has stood the test of time for yourself and you're proud, really proud of, could you pick
one? Well, you have to look at it this way. Mm. When I left pro football and decided I was going to come into the business, I was going to come into it on my own terms, as I said, to be a hero. So I called a press conference, and I gave the press my three rules if I'm coming into Hollywood. One, you can't kill me in a movie. Two, I have to win all my fights in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And three, I get the girl at the end of the movie if I want her. So now you got to do two out of three of those, or I'm not interested in being in your movie.
Wow.
So you can believe that whatever movie that you see me in, two out of three of those rules have been applied. Therefore, every movie that I've ever done, I've liked.
Yeah, that's great. Having that control, awesome. That's a masterfulness of yours.
Definitely. Well, because I have the ability to make my own. If you don't adhere to it, then fine. I'll go make my own films. I'll go raise the money and make my own film. And I know that in my own film, I'm subject to probably do all three.
True.
If I'm producing and I'm directing and I'm starring in it, I'll probably do all three.
So coming up for the future, Atomic Eden, after that, you've got more work lined up, more acting work?
Yeah, I'm doing a film that I'm producing, directing, and starring in called The Last Hitman. It stars me, Franco Nero, and Barbara Bach.
Wow.
And I'm shooting in Rome, Italy.
Ooh, awesome. Is that at the Cinecittà? Is it the Cinecittà Studios? Or
Cinecittà. No, I've done about 12 movies in Rome. You know, I did Inglourious Basterds in Rome.
Yeah, right.
And I have an ongoing character there called Black Cobra, who is a cop like Eastwood that I do maybe one or two a year.
Mm.
So I've been entrenched in Rome for a long time. As a matter of fact, I lived there 6 months out of the year.
Ah, hence the Italian, the Italiano.
Italiano, si, è vero, vero. But I go where I'm loved. If I'm loved here, maybe I'll come here. But that's my motto in life. I go where I'm loved, and if I'm not loved, thank you very much, and I'll see you later.
Now we'll have to wrap it up. We've got to speak to the next gentleman, but before we do, I wonder if it'd be possible for you to just say a message out there to people that are starting out, and especially to guys that want to try the hand of being an acting, you know, maestro like yourself. And also, what would you say to them?
Yeah, but I think I've said it already. If you're going to be in the business and you want longevity in the business, learn the business of the business. Don't put your life in somebody else's hand full time. Try to control what you do. And the only way you can do that is understand the business of the business.
Mm, excellent. And also, before you go, I just want to ask if you could do a station ID for our show.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. The name of the show is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Sci-Fi and Scream. On what?
Joy, J-O-Y. 94.9. Cool. That's cool.
Let's see if I can get this right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo, this is Fred the Hammer Williamson. I want you to enjoy Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. You got that? Let me say it again, 94.9. Stay with it. Learn something.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That's so awesome. Thank you. And we'll see you around the next few days. Over at where it's all happening, at the Lido, which is really cool. In Hawthorne, Glenferry Road, and you've got Atomic Eden is on tomorrow night, 9:15 p.m. And then, of course, it's the Fred Williamson Marathon, which is brilliant.
My whole life has been a marathon, but it's fun.
It's fun, all right. Thank you so much for talking to us, Fred Williamson, on Sci-Fi and Scream. Ciao.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
That's enough. Now we can talk about this some other time and place. Right now, I got some partying to take care of. So anything else you got to say is superfluous. Now, press on.
Jive ass. My brother.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.